chapter to Donald Trump's America. And you specifically talk about how the media coverage of Trump has sort of divorced him from any past history of the country in terms of the development of right-wing demagogues and authoritarian figures.
That's an important question. I mean, you live in a country marked by a culture of the immediate. You live in a country that's marked by celebrity culture, you know, that basically infantilizes people, paralyzes them, eliminates all notions of civic literacy, turns the school into bastions of ignorance that completely killed the radical imagination in any fundamental way. And I think that what often happens with Trump is that you see something utterly symptomatic of the decline of a formative culture that makes democracy possible. One, you have to have informed citizens to have a democracy. You don't have informed citizens. You don't have people who can think. Remember what Hannah Arendt said when she was talking about fascism and totalitarianism. She said, thoughtlessness is the essence of totalitarianism. So all of a sudden, emotion becomes more important than reason. Ignorance becomes more important than justice. Injustice is looked over as simply something that happens on television. The spectacle of violence takes over everything. I mean, so it seems to me that we make a terrible mistake in talking about Trump as some kind of essence of evil. Trump is symptomatic of something much deeper in the culture, whether we're talking about the militarization of everyday life, whether we're talking about the criminalization of social problems, or whether we're talking about the way in which money has absolutely corrupted politics. This is a country that is sliding into authoritarianism.